Matthew chapter 21. And when they drew near to Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Yeshua two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them to me. And if any man say anything to you, he shall say, The sovereign has need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell you the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king comes to you meek and sitting upon an ass, and the colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Yeshua commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, others cut down branches from the trees and strew them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that comes in the name of Yahweh! Hosanna in the highest! And when he was come to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Yeshua, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee! And Yeshua went into the house of Yahweh, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and said to them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said to him, Do you hear what these are saying? And Yeshua said to them, Yes, have you never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings you have perfected praise? And he left them, and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing on it, but leaves only, and said to it, Let no fruit grow on you henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Yeshua answered and said to them, Truly I say to you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say to this mountain, Be you removed, and be you cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And when he was come to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him, as he was teaching, and said, By what authority do you these things, and who gave you this authority? Yeshua answered and said to them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I and likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come, from heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say to us, Why did you not then believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Yeshua, and said, We cannot tell. And he said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first, and said, Son, go to work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said unto him, The first. Yeshua said to them, Truly I say to you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of Elohim before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, and you, when you had seen, repented not afterward, that you might believe him also. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder, which planted a vineyard, and hedged it round about, and digged a winepress in it, and built a tower, and then rented it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen, that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. And again he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did to them likewise. But last of all he sent to them his son, saying, They will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said amongst themselves, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him, cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him. When the master, therefore, of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those husbandmen? And they say unto him, He will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard to other husbandmen, which shall render to him the fruits in their seasons. Yeshua said to them, Did you never read in the Scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is Yahweh's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of Elohim shall be taken from you, and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. End of chapter.